Challenge Cyber Defense.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber Decryption. It's now.
Welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going inside the world of cyber threats through the eyes of the Cyber Intelligence Bureau. That's a division of Orange Cyber Defense's Epidemiology Labs. And they're using a fascinating approach, combining open source intelligence, or OSINT, with human intelligence, human teat. They even analyze what they call cyber reflections. Basically, it's like understanding the role of things like information and emotions in, you know, shaping the cyber threat landscape.
So they're really looking at the human element of cyber threats.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
So today's case study is a group called the Zpentest Alliance. And this report that you sent me says they're relatively new to the scene, but they've already made a pretty big impact.
Yeah, they've really come out of nowhere.
What's their story? Where did they come from?
Well, they first appeared back in October of 2023, and they seem to be based in Serbia. But what's really interesting are their suspected links to pro-Russian actors.
Oh, wow. So they're not just some random group of hackers.
Not at all. This connection to pro-Russian actors adds a whole other layer to their activities. It really raises the stakes.
And this report focuses on their attacks against critical infrastructure, which is a little unnerving. What are they specifically going after?
Primarily the energy and water sectors. Think oil and gas production, water treatment plants, the systems that are absolutely essential for keeping society running.
Okay, so this isn't just about stealing data. They're targeting the systems that, like, keep society functioning.
Yeah.
How are they getting into these systems? I mean, it's not like they're breaking into a water treatment plant with crowbars.
No, they're using much more sophisticated techniques. One way is by exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities. Those are software flaws that haven't been discovered and patched yet.
So they're finding those holes that nobody knows about yet.
Exactly. They're also using information that they've gathered from the dark web to gain access.
So they're combining technical hacking skills with intelligence gathering. I mean, is that a new thing? Have we seen this level of, like, coordination before?
Well, what's unique about Zpentest is that they actually collaborate with other cybercrime groups.
Oh, interesting.
Like Sector 16, Overflame, and the People's Cyber Army, to name a few.
So they're like a supergroup of cybercriminals.
You could say that.
That's pretty scary.
By pooling their resources and expertise, they become a much more formidable threat.
So what are their goals? Is it just about causing chaos, or is there something more to it?
Well, they're definitely into sabotage. They want to disrupt critical infrastructure to cause as much damage as possible. But they're also very active in trying to influence public opinion.
Really? So they're using propaganda?
Absolutely.
I'm guessing social media plays a big role in that.
It does. Platforms like Telegram and X are essential tools for them. They use them to recruit new members, communicate with each other, and spread their message.
So they're not just technically skilled, they're also really good at manipulating people.
That's right. In fact, the Cyber Intelligence Bureau has identified emotional intelligence as a key element of Zpentest's strategy.
Hold on. Emotional intelligence. I thought we were talking about hackers, not therapists.
Well, that's what makes them so different and so dangerous. They're not just relying on brute force technical attacks. They're using emotional intelligence to make their attacks more effective.
Okay, can you give me an example? How does that work?
Well, for example, they might release videos of their successful hacks to instill fear and uncertainty in the public. Or they might target organizations that have been publicly boasting about their impenetrable security systems.
Yeah.
You know, preying on that overconfidence.
That is sneaky. So they're basically playing mind games with us. Is that what cyber reflections are all about?
In a way, yes. They understand that humans are often the weakest link in the cybersecurity chain. And they're masters at manipulating perceptions to make their attacks more impactful.
So it's not just about having strong passwords and firewalls anymore. They're going after our minds too.
That's exactly what makes them so dangerous. They're combining technical prowess with a deep understanding of human psychology. And they're really good at it, which is what makes it so concerning.
So they're not just hacking systems.
Yeah.
They're hacking our psychology too.
Yes.
It sounds like they're using our own emotions against us.
Exactly. They understand that fear and uncertainty can really cloud people's judgment. It can make people act irrationally, and that plays right into their hands.
So can we, like, walk through a specific scenario just to make this a little more concrete?
Yeah.
How would they use emotional intelligence in an attack?
Yeah.
Say on, like, a water treatment plant.
Sure. Imagine they managed to get into the control systems of a water treatment facility. They can manipulate those systems in a way that doesn't cause any immediate harm, but just creates a sense of unease.
Oh, so like not enough to actually hurt anyone?
Right. Just enough to make people notice, like subtly alter the water pressure.
Yeah.
Or introduce minor fluctuations in chlorine levels.
Just enough to make people start to worry.
Exactly. They leak a video online.
Oh, wow.
This video shows them accessing the facility's control systems. Maybe they even add a countdown timer just for dramatic effect.
Oh, gosh. So they're really playing it up.
They might even include footage of their previous attacks just to really drive home how capable they are.
Oh, that would be terrifying. I mean, if I saw that, I'd be freaking out.
Exactly. And that's when the emotional manipulation really kicks in. People start panicking. They're demanding answers from the authorities. Maybe even stockpiling water.
Oh, yeah. You like when there's a hurricane coming.
Exactly. They start questioning the authorities, eroding trust in those essential services.
So they're creating chaos and disruption without even having to launch a full-blown attack. Mm-hmm. They're using our own fear as a weapon.
Precisely. And that fear can lead to rash decisions, both from individuals and from people in positions of power.
Oh, right. Because if everyone's panicking, leaders might feel pressured to do something, even if it's not the right thing to do.
Exactly. They might make mistakes that Zepentists can then exploit.
It's scary how calculated they are. And it's not just the public they're manipulating. They use these same tactics to build alliances with other cybercrime groups.
That's right. Zepentist understands the power of collaboration. They share information. They celebrate their victories together. It strengthens their bonds and reinforces their shared goals.
So it's kind of like team building for cyber criminals.
In a way, yes.
That's a disturbing thought. But let's go back to these cyber reflections for a second. We've talked about fear and uncertainty. But what other ways are they manipulating our perceptions?
Well, one technique they use is exploiting cognitive biases. For example, they might target organizations that have been very vocal about their cybersecurity defenses.
You mean like those companies that boast about having unbreakable systems?
Exactly. That kind of overconfidence can be a major vulnerability. Zepentists might target them specifically to make a point.
To prove that no one is invincible.
Exactly.
That's pretty ruthless.
They're playing a long game. It's not just about the immediate damage they cause. It's about the lasting impression they leave behind.
So they're thinking ahead. They want to undermine our trust in institutions.
Right.
This report also mentions they're targeting specific countries.
Yes, it does.
Can you tell us more about that? Like, what's their global reach?
Well, the report explicitly lists a number of countries that are in Zepentists' crosshairs.
Hmm. Let's pull up that list again.
Okay. The Cyber Intelligence Bureau has identified the following countries as being targeted: the United States, Canada, Australia, France, South Korea, Taiwan, Italy, Romania, Germany, and Poland.
Wow, that's a pretty long list.
It is.
It seems like they're not limiting themselves to any particular region or ideology.
That's right. Their targets span multiple continents and political systems.
So it's not about any specific political agenda.
It seems like their motive is more about causing disruption on a global scale.
Just sowing chaos wherever they can.
It would seem so. They're not bound by traditional rules of engagement or geopolitical constraints.
It's a chilling thought. What are some of the potential consequences if they succeed in hitting these critical infrastructure targets?
Well, the impact could be devastating. Imagine widespread blackouts across a major city, or even an entire country. Hospitals, transportation systems, communication networks, all crippled.
It'd be like going back to the Stone Age.
Exactly.
And the economic fallout would be immense.
It would. Businesses would have to shut down, supply chains would be disrupted, and financial markets could plunge into chaos.
It's a nightmare scenario.
It is.
And it's not just the immediate impact. We're talking about long-term consequences, too.
Absolutely. People would lose trust in those essential services. And it could take years to rebuild that confidence.
So they're not just hacking systems. They're hacking our sense of security and stability.
That's a good way to put it.
All of this is very concerning. But I noticed something in this report. On slide 9, there's a note there.
Oh, yes.
What does it say?
The Cyber Intelligence Bureau is stressing that Zepentist is constantly evolving. They're constantly adapting their tactics. They could target anyone or any organization.
So no one is immune.
That's the reality we're facing.
That's pretty unsettling.
It is. The cyber threat landscape is constantly changing. We have to be prepared for anything.
We've only just begun to understand this threat. Zepentist is definitely a group to watch very closely.
Mm.
Okay, so we established Zepentist is a serious global threat targeting critical infrastructure. And using these really sophisticated psychological tactics, if we had to prepare for a worst-case scenario, what would that look like?
Well, the Cyber Intelligence Bureau outlines a few potential worst-case scenarios in their report. One is a coordinated attack on multiple energy grids. Imagine a cascading blackout affecting multiple countries. The impact would be catastrophic.
Wow. It would be complete chaos. And we know they like to target the water sector, too.
Right. A coordinated attack on water treatment facilities or distribution systems could disrupt water supplies for millions of people. It could quickly turn into a humanitarian crisis.
And what about their expertise in exploiting those zero-day vulnerabilities?
That's another huge concern. If they discover a really critical flaw in a widely used software or system, the damage could be widespread and completely unpredictable.
So it's like a ticking time bomb. We just don't know when or where they'll strike next.
Exactly. And then there's the potential for collaboration with state-sponsored actors.
You mean like governments getting involved?
Yes. If Zpentest were to team up with a hostile nation state, they'd have access to even more resources and expertise. Their attacks would be even more sophisticated and harder to defend against.
It sounds like something out of a movie. Hackers working with governments to take down entire countries. What about threats from within organizations? Could they be working with insiders?
Insider threats are always a possibility. Someone with legitimate access to critical systems or data could easily become a tool for Zpentest, either willingly or through manipulation.
So even if we have all the right security measures in place, human error or betrayal could still give them a way in.
That's why a multi-layered approach to cybersecurity is essential. It's not just about technology. It's about people, processes, and awareness.
So what's the big takeaway here? What should our listener be thinking about?
The key takeaway is that Zpentest represents a new breed of cyber threat. They're highly skilled, highly motivated, and incredibly dangerous. They're not just hackers. They're strategic thinkers who know exactly how to exploit human psychology to achieve their goals.
It's definitely a wake-up call. Cybersecurity isn't just an IT issue anymore. It affects all of us.
Absolutely. It's a societal issue. And the more we know about these threats, the better equipped we'll be to protect ourselves.
So to our listener, you've just been briefed on one of those dangerous cyber threats out there. What surprised you the most about Zpentest? What are you going to do with this information? Share your thoughts with us. We'd love to hear from you. And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll be back next time with another look at the digital world, uncovering hidden trends and emerging threats. Until then, stay curious, stay safe, and keep exploring.
The cyber threat analyses you need to know about. Cyber decryption. We'll be talking about it on this channel very soon.
Orange Cyber Defense.